You're listening to the show about groined moy and groined poi. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Things are disappearing and falling apart, including my cheesecake.
The entropy in my fridge.
Yeah, yep.
I really am the source of most of the entropy in Alex's life, so I can't really say much.
I love that. That's me too. Right? I think so.
But I'm proud to be that entropy. I am.
We almost have a normal life because my desire for order almost cancels the entropy.
And I'm proud to be a source of entropy. Things fall apart. And I'm proud to stand and tear apart my husband's life by making sure his cake disappears. Entropy all the way till the universe falls apart.
Oh my goodness.
Entrabby. God bless the USA.
That was a great recap song.
Gonna be better than mine.
Oh my god!
That reminds me of the roller skating rink growing up.
Yeah.
They would play that song.
Wow.
All the time.
Oh, was your rink called the United Skates of America like mine was?
No, it was called the Moon Glow 2.
That's much better.
The Moon Glow? Really, what happened to cool Moon Glow 1?
I think it was maybe somewhere else. I don't know.
Oh.
And Glow had no W.
Moon Glow.
My dad sang that song on numerous occasions at church.
At church?
Like
the actual song?
Yes, the real song.
Oh,
not
that
about
song
Abby
about
and
Abby and entropy. An unironic rendition.
That's my roots.
That's really funny. I mean, like,
I can tell.
Yeah.
That's what Adam's all about.
Wow.
Wow. Here we go.
I have to do it.
Okay, so this is going to be short and snappy.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
The must-have mustard recipe by Roscoe. Read by Abby. Not by Roscoe. Yes, okay. Just to clarify. First, you need cold liquid. What gives mustard its bite is a chemical inside the seeds reacting with cool liquid. So be sure to prepare your mustard before Dean brings in the mustard heating wood. Okay. Step one, take 6 tablespoons mustard seeds or count out about 5,532 individual seeds. Step two, grind the seeds by the light of Bathwack's zone of truth.
Ooh.
Three, pour in the beer of Dean's confused dementia.
Oh.
Four, add some lying Mildred vinegar. 5, allow this to sit for 10 minutes, or however long it takes Will and Roscoe and Rafina to decide what kind of justice to use on Mildred. Regular, circus, or spicy brown. 6, pour into the bloodied shoe of a child and store obviously in the middle of a room under a table or something. It will be runny at first, just like Mildred pretending she needs to run away from Dean.
Ooh.
But the longer you let it sit, the mellower it gets.
Ooh.
7, when you are ready, frog march the mustard to the mother of the kid who was temporarily abducted and see if she would like some mustard. If it backfires, offer her twig tea. If that backfires, gather your teacups at top speed and run for the hills.
That's so cute.
Throw away the mustard batch and maybe try again in a couple of years. Step 8. If you are desperate, for mustard or for a source of income, see if Roscoe will give you 5 platinum pieces. And if you make puppy dog eyes, Will might even supplant that with some extra pieces he pickpocketed, or at least tried. 9. Once you have some form of mustard, take a cord of wood. No, wait, Eric, that's too much wood. Not a cord. Take one log of wood.
I like how Abby put that in her notes.
So good. It's so perfect.
I didn't need to. I just remembered.
Okay, wow.
That's amazing. It's perfect.
And put it on the mustard heating fire. Step 10, heat mustard. Step 11. Spice it up with some conversation between an old NPC and a current NPC. Step 12. Set it afloat in a boat you have obtained through some chicanery or contractually obscuring shenanigans. Step 13. Slather mustard on Will's birthday cake! And we'll find out more this time on pork fried mustard.
Yay!
That sounds amazing.
So
I want to eat pork fried mustard.
Pork fried mustard.
We ate pork chops tonight.
We did have pork chops.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah.
I have to say, I really wanted to do this to Hot Legs by Rod Stewart, and I tried.
Oh, my gosh.
But I watched the Rod Stewart video, the official video for Hot Legs, so many times that I became thoroughly disgusted.
Oh, yeah.
I just couldn't
times?
Do it. Like, 3, and that's all it took.
Wow.
3 was enough. You know, he wears these little, like, overalls while gyrating.
This is a podcast.
He wears overalls while gyrating. I want to see this now. All right. I'm
this
looking
is a podcast.
Just a picture.
You didn't have to watch it. You close your eyes.
No, I had to watch it.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Also
there
the
are
lyrics
look
are
at those overalls.
The song is called Hot Legs. I mean, come on.
But he looks like a farmer. What the?
I know. It's like they drive into some unsuspecting town and you never see the faces of the women.
Of the legs.
Whose legs you see.
Yeah.
That's how I like it.
It just.
Just legs. Oh my God.
So, it was going to be great. I was going to be like, hot mustard. I love you, honey. But I.
It would have been another song that only you knew.
Exactly. I think that's happened a lot.
That's
nobody knows Lizzo.
The song that everybody picks, nobody else knows.
That's
always
true,
how it goes.
It?
It's not just Abby. It's not just you. It's everybody.
Yeah.
So when you did. I've known a lot of the songs KT's done, though.
Yeah.
So good job, KT.
Yay. Yeah.
And Adam. Alex did Metallica. Everybody knew that one.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. But now I know it inside out.
Oh. Yeah, it's so good. Alex's version is better anyway.
It's true. Oh, all right. And we're now on track.
Well, that was fun.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
KT
Bye.
Is doing the next recap, so make sure your notes are up to snuff.
Okay. Well, I tried.
We haven't done anything yet, so hopefully you've written something down.
Okay. I wrote that there was a must-have mustard recipe recap.
Okay.
I did it.
Good. All right. You can recap the recap. So,
yes.
Yep. The plan is that you guys are going to be taking the houseboat downriver. To try to go in the direction of the captivating coyote, and in the meantime, celebrating the nuptials. No, that's the wrong word.
What the?
The natals.
Yikes.
Quick note, right around here, our computer crashed, and we didn't have a great transition point because we didn't know exactly where our recording stopped. So that's what happened here. The next part doesn't quite match up, and that's why. Sorry! So, I was asking a question, and Adam said no! And that's what caused our computer to turn off.
Oh my God, Adam!
But it was nicer than that, actually.
Oh, okay.
He just said no.
No, I meant no!
Uh-oh! Watch out, computer!
None of us are going back into the city. I will fucking go insane.
Well, I think at least one person does, but I was asking if anybody wanted to play it out.
Okay, which one of you has something you want? Oh,
wait, did I? Well,
you said it multiple times.
Doesn't even remember.
But if not, that's fine.
Oh, it's because I know what I want to get, but it doesn't make sense to do it right now.
Okay.
So.
Toot, toot.
Are we taking the train boat?
Yeah.
All right, train boat.
It's a calliope boat. No, there's no calliope on this?
Yeah, there is.
There is calliope?
Uh-huh.
I forgot.
Just on the outside. It's not like in the rooms. Right. Don't be ridiculous. But oh.
So is it like little speakers?
Yeah, you just heard it outside, like on the deck and stuff like that. You heard it as you approached the houseboat initially.
Okay, but I don't think we have rooms, so I wouldn't know that it's not in the rooms. I'm just like, this is terrible. Unless
you have rooms?
Do we have rooms?
Yeah.
Guys, I don't remember anything. Oh, is it because it was like transferred over? Like, yeah. With the rooms that were booked in the previous hotel are in. Okay, I didn't know.
Well, but it's a different timeline, so it's not even like a transfer. Yeah, I guess I see.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying either. But apparently we have rooms, and apparently I know that. I guess.
Yeah.
And there are other guests on the boat.
Yes, there definitely are. I mean, can't wait to meet all of them. I bet there are 50 characters in your in your hands right now that we get to meet.
First, you meet a guy with a really fancy mustache with a French accent.
Oh, hello.
Does anybody get what I'm referring to?
The guy from Monty Python?
No. Oh. Hercule Poirot.
Oh,
thank you, Abby.
Hercules Pirate.
Yes. He's a pirate. That's why he's on the boat.
I think it's poilet. Like, toilet.
It rhymes with toilet.
So, yeah, you guys are setting sail down the Bear Toggle River.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Now, disembarking from the Bear Toggle station. Everybody, make sure all your baggage is properly stowed. To your left, you will see that thing in Bear Toggle that's on the left bank. It's in high ground. Oh,
and the Eiffel Tower.
Yes. Ah! And to the right is Stinkertown. And, oh, look, the Bear Toggle University. And you all stop paying attention at that point.
This is amazing. Does it sound like Adam's character?
Is it supposed to be Ricardo Odysseus?
I don't know. No.
It's just a pre-recorded.
That's his first mate.
Yeah, Smee.
Smee, yeah.
The hotel. Smee! It's the hotel sketch artist.
Does the houseboat have a sketch artist?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, the houseboat. Yeah,
like any respectable hotel, as we've established.
Houseboat sketch artist.
Although in this universe, the sketch artist is the first mate, but he has dreams of like, I always wanted to be a drawer.
Not a bureau, but a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you guys are free to move about the cabin, and by the cabin I mean the houseboat. I think you may have plans because you heard it was your friend's birthday recently.
Well, yeah, we need KT to hop off.
Yeah, just for a minute.
Oh,
so that we can actually like.
What? Oh my God! Well, where does Will go?
Okay. Just unplug your headphones.
I have to go think of. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess I wouldn't hear. I might hear through your headphones.
If you keep yours on, I think you'll be all right.
I can't hear anything.
All right, KT can't hear now.
So that made it seem like we have some great plan, but the fact is, do we have anything planned?
We're going to give KT. We're going to give Will a gift.
Yes, we're going to give him a gift. So
my two NPCs have gifts planned, just so you know.
Why? All right,
good. I have to get out of here.
What if we accidentally get him the same thing?
Then great. It'll give him something else to complain about.
So I think, like, when I think about Will, and when Roscoe thinks about Will, I get sad. And I think Will would want something that, like what comes to mind is, like, a tiny hut, which I know is, like, a spell, right? The tiny hut spell.
That's Abby's, Rafina's spell.
Yeah, I have that spell.
But that she's been disappointed in multiple times.
So, but like, maybe like an item that like turns itself into like a totally private, nice, clean space. Like a portable tiny hut that you just put it down, press a button, and it magically just Will can step into it and have... And just have what he wants. Like, he could be camping, but it's, like, glamping.
Do we have to ask on the houseboat if anybody is a wizard that can sell us a spell?
Well, that's what I was
alluding to before, on like being able to go into the city before you leave.
I'm going to say that we
chased us off.
I don't want us to roleplay it, but Eric, will you allow us to say that we did to acquire the gift?
Yeah. Is that from all of you or just from Roscoe?
Working together.
I think it's together. Like, that's okay. Just my idea. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that sounds good, or do you have other ideas?
I want to give him something, yes. I want it to be like one of those reading pods that you see in fancy libraries where, like, you can go in and take a nap or read and you can't see anyone else or they can't.
I thought you were going to say, like that you put in your dishwasher or your...
that millennials Dolls will eat
in, yes!
Or were those Gen Zers? I don't know.
So what do we have to do to make that happen?
We have to go buy it.
Well, Roscoe's got plenty of money.
Yes. Yay.
So yeah, like, describe what exactly you wanted to accomplish and I'll tell you how much it costs.
So Abby, you were kind of saying, like, that is kind of connected to what I said, right? Like, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. I wanted to make it, like, maybe so that maybe no one else can even go into it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It has to be completely private. It has to be really fancy. So, like, Roscoe knows a guy in Veritago.
Right.
Because Roscoe has had had business with a guy who kind of has, like, kind of, you know how in our world we have chia pets?
No.
Yes. Yes, he does.
You pour water on it and it grows.
Sure.
Like on your head, Eric.
There's a business in Veritaco that specializes in items that, you know, start small. And then if you kind of press it the right way or say the bright, like, incantation.
Like ding-ding-dong.
Yes, like that. It magically expands into its functional form. And in this case, it's, you know, I don't know what the small form is, but what it turns into is a really fancy, materialed, and sturdy, but fancy, like, tent.
Okay.
Glamping. Oh, that's why you said glamping before. I got it.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
What does that sound good?
I think for it to be affordable, it's not going to be like impenetrable.
No, just like not even a protection thing. Just
yeah,
like
it's not
dressing room.
Yeah, I'm just making sure we're all on the same page.
It's not. It's not like for combat or anything.
Sure.
But the inside of it, definitely maybe that black and magenta color scheme.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what we see him wear, whether or not he wants to.
and just a comfortable, like, challenge sort of thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, like a thing to drape over. You've said that in the podcast before.
I've said challenge.
Yes, you have.
What? I don't. Chez lounge.
It's a chaise lounge.
The thing that you like lay on.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never said it properly.
It's not. It's not lay on. It's chez lounge.
You can lay on a chaise lounge.
You chaise lounge it.
You can chaise lounge or a lozenge.
Yeah, what else is in there? What else is...
Yeah, Bathwack, what else should be in there?
I'm like suspecting that Bathwack may be working on his own ideas.
Why do you say that?
Because you and Will. Come on.
Well, I was just... I was wondering if... there aren't photographs, but I don't know if someone... If there's someone in town who could have done some kind of drawing of a distinguishing feature of Tivoli... that Will might like to remind him of home. Although I'm a little bit nervous that whoever is going to draw a picture of Tivoli is going to
draw
present day Tivoli, which might be different than the Tivoli that Will remembers, but there's nothing I do about that.
You have a model of it.
And we have a sketch artist.
Yeah.
We have a model? Where's our model?
In the terrarium.
Terrarium, yeah.
Oh. Well, that's
great. I think that picture idea is great. And that, like, would you be comfortable with that being like inside the tent that we give him?
Sure.
Like it's hanging in there. And like it can still be like from Bathwax specifically, but
and
yeah, sure.
He wrote it on the front of the drawing. From Bathwax. Yeah. All capitals.
And yeah. Rafina's special touch is going to be that she's going to alter the ring of swimming so that when it inflates into the rubber ducky, that it's actually an inflatable desk.
Oh.
So that he can have little inflatable desk that he can write his contracts.
With papers and fountain pens.
Yep.
And Roscoe's special contribution is going to be he's going to order a specific modification of this item. He's going to have the poop room removed. There's no
problem. It's going to come with like a certificate of authenticity. It's like
like
a quality assurance tag. It's like
none of us will mention room, it, like... and the only way KT will know is once they edit this.
Yes,
that there would have been a poop room in it. Except
there would have been a poop room.
You had it,
but I paid extra to have it removed.
Exactly.
That's so perfect, guys. All right, we're ready.
Okay. All right. So just so you guys know. KT put a note in here for when I was stitching this episode together that they wanted to record something about how awesome everybody was that they paid extra to make sure there was no poop room in Will's birthday tent. But right now they don't feel so great, but they are in the other room. So KT, anything to say?
Thank you. Yay. No poop room.
Back to the show. Cool.
How do we present it? How do we present it?
What is the small form? What is it before it chiapets?
Yeah, you got to figure that out.
Does it unchiapet? It does both, right?
It's not a one-time use.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And how do like and what does he have to say or do to make?
Right. Those are the two things we need to decide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like if it's a tent, like it could literally just be like in a maybe
What's something that he would find in special? Oh gosh!
What would either be appropriate or funny?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That is what I am saying. A monocle? No.
As like a cigar?
To me, the obvious thing is like a Jack B. Little Pumpkin.
Has a mustache. Because I was going to say a mustache, like trimming kit.
So yeah, like a miniature pumpkin on a something you wear around your neck, a necklace.
Yeah.
And okay. What's the incantation to make it work to turn it into?
Yeah, is it verbal or do you do something to it or?
Probably say something that.
How about to turn it into the tent? It's Pompeon, and to change it back, Pompeyoff.
That's perfect. I'm sold.
This can't be the first time I've done Pompeon, Pompeyoff.
It is.
I think it is.
I don't know about that, but.
Well, just with us, you've done it in the privacy of your own room.
Is there going to be a cake?
Yeah, there should be a cake.
We're going to ask the hotel chef to make it. To make a cake.
This is a houseboat.
Houseboat chef.
It's not a
hotel. Wait, you said there's no, like, there's kind of a kitchen.
River fish.
There's a kitchen, but there's not, like, a chef.
Well, okay, so there's no cake, but we'll put a candle in a fish.
Abby, why don't we buy a cake?
That's Rafina's plan.
We're not stuck on the boat. I forgot. Okay, fine.
What would Will's favorite kind of cake be?
Fish.
he really hates? And then maybe don't get that.
He would like tiramisu or something.
So, I'll tell all of you, Will is a very big fan of street food.
Oh, so we could do corn.
Is that street food?
Hazelnuts. what are those called? Chestnuts.
Like kebabs.
Let's do a kebab cake.
A shawarma cake.
And then the kebab cake gets shortened into cupcake. Like, this is the origin story for cupcakes. Kebab cake.
Hot dogs?
Cupcake.
Hot dogs?
Kebab cake. Hot dog cake!
Chili dog. That's street food, right?
Well, there's this Korean food truck here in Pittsburgh that does like sweet corn dogs. What is it? Oh my god, they're so good. The Boonseek. Huge Korean corn dogs coated in like deep fried in like cinnamon.
Mm,
or like, wow. Like sugary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, if you play it up that you got it from like a street vendor, I think that'll be good.
Korean style corn dog. Yeah.
We'll cover it with vitamin cheese. And mustard, of course.
Mustard. Yeah.
Okay.
But it can't be Korean style.
No.
Is there Korea in this world?
Just North Korea.
Okay. Yeah.
You can just describe it. You don't have to say Korean style.
It's carnivore style.
Yeah, that can be carnivore style. That's what we say. Done.
So, is it one big Korean style corn dog, or is it like a platter of them?
I was thinking like them sticking out of something by the sticks, like
oh yeah,
like a cat of nine tails. Those things, cattails, whatever.
So they're sticking out of a fish, right?
Yeah.
The Ionian anglerfish. We've
Ian.
Ian, that's the best gift we could give Will is Ian's dead body.
Yes, exactly.
With corn dogs sticking out of it.
Oh gosh. Well, maybe it should be like an anglerfish. And so it's kind of like Ian
But how about like not an actual fish, like a cake?
Right, like a cake made into a fish.
A cake made into this the shape of an anglerfish. What do you call it when in effigy? Yeah.
In effigy.
Make a diorama of all the good times we had in Castle Ravenloft. I'm just kidding.
Go on.
Out of cake.
Nat's dead body.
That's why I was just thinking. I was thinking Nick's skull. Yeah, like,
Jesus no. Lord. Oh,
with a little fondant worm poking out of one of the eye holes. All right, you guys good?
Oh, we could just make the whole cake. And never mind.
Wait, did we decide? Oh, we did. Pompey on, Pompey off. Okay, good.
Yeah, no, yeah, but
okay.
Let's do that.
All right. Okay.
All right, I see.
Is Rafina gonna jump out of the cake? Just like.
No.
Come back. There. Hi, KT.
Hi.
All right. So, whenever the party happens, we're ready.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So wait. So did people actually go? Did people go somewhere or something?
Yeah. What?
We did. We're saying that we did.
Okay.
We didn't role play any of it, but we did step back into the city to get some things.
So you would have had some time.
So I would have had time. Uh-huh. Is it possible for me to cast fly and fly up to where around I thought I hung those crowns in the trees? Mm-hmm. That was the thing I was thinking I could do. Will would not want to like necessarily leave those behind.
Okay.
If they exist.
Yep. So yeah, you fly up there and they're not there.
Okay.
Oh no.
What does that mean?
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would have taken. I don't know how long everybody took, but
you'd probably have a little more time if there was anything else you wanted to do.
Oh my! I think he might do a little shopping, but
he.
It's like self-defense shopping.
Self-defensive shopping.
He's like, because I think Shimi said like something like, bleh, bleh, like, and Will's like getting the sense that there's.
Shimi did say, bleh.
Like, I remember last time you looking at me like, we're going to go do this or something. And Will was like, oh no, my birthday.
Oh, to do a party.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He might get a couple things.
Okay. Do you want to keep that a secret? You can just not say anything.
We're not coming back here to Bear Toggle. Mm-hmm. Like, we're out of Bear Toggle.
Well, we're definitely on our way out.
Who knows? This is D&D. You can do anything you want to do.
Nice. Well, I will... So, okay, if I do have time, I'll go to... Yeah, just mute for a second. Just because they got to mute. Yeah, how do we mute ourselves?
That one.
Okay.
Bye.
I got a bug up my nose.
All right, they can't hear you now.
Okay. So I think Will would probably go, like, thinking about... It's self-defense gift buying. He might go get a few things because he doesn't want to feel like people are giving him things. This is the kind of thing Will would do.
Uh-huh.
Like, I got to get gifts because if they're giving me gifts, it can't be like I owe them.
It's like Dwight and Andy in the office.
Yes, it's kind of like that, yes. But also he had said he was going to get Mo like a suit and he said he was going to shimmy a suit. So if I go to that Bufflin store, I could get them suits.
Uh-huh. But from Bill Suit Suit.
Bill from Bill Suit Suit.
He's still there.
I know.
That doesn't change.
It'd be really funny to role play, but I'm not going to do that because it would take too long. And then, like, I don't know. Like, I think, like, I honestly, I think he goes back to the boat. If people aren't there, he's getting nervous.
It's like
he's
we're
like,
going to meet
there
tonight.
Okay. Oh, fuck. All right. So, yeah, he goes and gets these gifts, but he's going to make sure that he hides them when he gets back. It's not like he comes back and he's armed
laden
with gifts.
Laden with packages.
It's something that he's trying to hide.
Okay.
So he's got the suits for Shimi and Mo.
Okay.
He also wants, this is not a gift, but he wants to get like a chalkboard or something. He has chalk, but he wants, there's this thing with Shimi and teaching him how to read. I just learned, I just listened to that. It's been a while since that happened. So I want to get that. I want to get just a chalkboard. That's just a side note. And then I guess like he would wander around and find like, try to find things for them. Like Bathwack likes to drink. He might get him a nice bottle of alcohol or something something that would be good for alcohol, like a fancy thing, because Will wants to give gifts that make everyone classier.
Anything you're talking about, you don't have to like
make
run it
up
by me. If you want to improvise it as you go, that's fine, or if you want to establish it now, that's cool too.
Oh, interesting.
Everything you're describing is within the realm of reason.
Well, what about like, but the thing is, like I said, something fancier for Bathwack, like something that to do with drinking, but maybe not just a bottle, like a set of glasses or something.
Absolutely, like anything like that is totally
a flask
fine.
Or something.
You can even get it engraved.
Whoa!
With your face.
With my face? Oh, I think he might. Not his face, but like, you know, love your boss. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then like Rafina, like, is there like a, you know, this town, I know this town, you specifically said they like, they don't have coffee. Mm-hmm. They have tea. And that was months ago, but I just listened to it again when I was editing. And some kind of plant, like I was thinking maybe if there's like a specific Bear Toggle tea, like if there's a tea that defines Bear Toggle or like an ingredient, I was thinking maybe like a cool plant that I could put in her terrarium that the leaves
like
could be used to make tea. Well, I have no idea. Well, whatever it would be.
I don't know. You can make it up too.
The stinkiest root.
Stink root.
Stink root. I'm getting her a stink root plant.
Okay.
All right. I think, I mean, this and then Roscoe. Will doesn't know him very well yet.
Maybe it'll come to you.
Okay, cool.
But you'll have gotten it.
All right, cool.
No, if you want to take time now too, that's fine as well. I don't, just don't want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
I'm saying you don't have to commit right now. That's
okay.
All.
Thank you. Cool. Yeah. Okay. So just cool.
Okay,
I shopped too.
You shop.
Will defensive shopping. I'm writing that down.
Back?
Yes.
So what if like a corn dog features heavily in a tragic way in his backstory?
You mean what if, and we should like anticipate that and maybe take the corn dogs out?
I'm just saying that. Wouldn't that be funny? If we do this and KT's like, how did you... What? What is happening?
Well, Eric would be all responsible because he was there when we were planning. So we don't have to worry.
That's true.
I think we're okay. And I think we should do the party right away.
Yeah, and when is Ricardo Odysseus going to have his little drink sesh with Bathwack?
Oh, gosh, I almost forgot about that. That did not come into my recap because I totally forgot about it.
By the way, I kind of played it as I was totally improvising last time, mm-hmm. but like it either can or can absolutely not be like some kind of like romantic, like I have nothing planned, but I wanted to check in with you about like, would you be comfortable with there being like flirtation, or would you rather kind of it just be like Ricardo Odysseus has got his own stuff going on? And
I think it's fine. Could leave it ambiguous. I mean,
okay, yeah. I mean, obviously, like, I'm not gonna have him like. It's not gonna get like graphic or weird or anything. But as long as you're comfortable with like with it being maybe slipping into like flirty stuff, then
yeah, because I don't think like, it'll be ambiguous for him, right? Because like he's not gonna be like ambiguously trying to pick him up. But it could.
I mean, I don't even
be as ambiguous as he wants.
I don't even know at this point. I like well, I.
Yeah. I don't know what Bathwack would do.
Right.
I can't wait to find out what Bathwack would do.
I have no. I mean, I definitely didn't. You know, write notes about.
No. Yeah.
His romantic life isn't in his like his yeah. love language.
I've got nothing. I did ask Eric. I was like. I need some clarity on like the memory stuff. Like, what does this Ricardo Odysseus like know and remember? And so like a few notes about that. But other than that, I'm just gonna like improvise, like whatever.
Do you remember that one, Alex?
Which one?
The Saturday Night Live. Why can't I say that? Saturday Night Live skit with Mike Myers, where he was the British kid who likes to draw.
Yes, I like drawings.
Drawings.
Sorry, yes. I heard your drawings.
I can't remember if that was. Well, you know, my name is Simon, and I like to do drawings.
Yes, I think that's right.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm glad I heard that part of the conversation. I just stopped in.
Ricardusius has that kind of voice. Ricardusius.
I like to do drawings.
All right, so. Obviously, you guys all had shit to do in the city.
Oh, and also, by the way, I guess we all forgot, but that guy's name was not Ricardo Odysseus. Does anyone remember what his real name was?
Yes, he had another name.
He made it up. Yeah, he was, and then he came clean. He was like, I just like fucking with people.
Yeah.
His name was Maurice Thunderclown.
Totally forgot.
That was so good.
Well, but
so
in this universe, his real name is Ricardo Odysseus, and his fake
That's
name
awesome.
Is Maurice
That's awesome. That's weird. Whoa, weird. And he's just not important enough for Will to remember the difference. He's like, whatever, your fake name's your real name. Who gives a shit? You're not important. I do like that poor guy now owns the houseboat, though. Like, he's the captain, I guess. Is mm-hmm. that right? He was just some lowly employee at the hotel.
Yeah. He's no Garrett.
Yeah.
Garrett.
Oops. All right. So, yeah, as agreed, you've all met back up at the houseboat after engaging in your various chores. It is evening time. And you've all set sail.
Yay!
So you're all just kind of wandering around.
Wandering around.
When does party start?
Never!
Why not?
I don't know! Please!
I don't think you were in charge of your own party!
I don't know if I'm even here, so I have no idea.
Everyone here!
Yeah, we're all here. Okay, good.
Rafina disappears and comes around, and then comes back around the corner with a platter. And upon the platter...
Oh no!
an anglerfish. But upon closer inspection, the anglerfish is a cake, and the angler part is a corn dog.
And it's what? It's one like special corn dog that's made to look like an anglerfish's angle.
And corn dog.
But there are also many other corn dogs sticking out of the anglerfish. and they you would notice them as a special delicacy if you're at all familiar with carnivores culinary cuisine. These are carnivoran corn dogs. Some of them are made from like sausage, others are like mozzarella cheese, some of them have both. And they're on skewers, and they're sticking out. The skewers are sticking out of the anglerfish. But these ingredients are coated in a sweet flour batter, and some of them have like panko breadcrumbs, and some of them have like French fries. Some of them have cornflakes, and some of them have like ramen noodles. But all of them have some degree of like sweetness. These are like really good, like legit corn dogs from the streets of Carnivore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're known as a street food in Carnivore.
What'd you say?
They're known as a street food in Carnivore.
Oh, would Will know that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, do I have corn dogs in, like, have I tried to get these kinds of corn dogs?
Probably.
That's amazing. Wait, but it's a fish with corn dogs?
It's a cake.
It's a cake with corn dogs.
Yes, upon closer inspection, it is actually made out of cake.
It's not a dead fish.
But yeah, it's shaped, we made it look as much like Ian as possible, and it's got like dead eyes, like eyes, and like it's like a tongue made out of like red velvet is like lolling out of its mouth.
Oh my god!
Yeah, there's definitely ketchup there too. Yeah,
and it's on a like you're carrying this platter of corn dogs.
Yeah, Rafina is.
And and the corn dog stick is on fire because we don't have any candles.
Wait, all the corn dogs are on fire or what? The anglerfish part?
Just the angle one, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the it's on fire.
It's on fire. This is so wow.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, and
don't sue us, please. Don't sue us. We're not singing. Happy birthday to you.
They didn't want to put this on the actual corn dogs, but here's a whole special smaller platter full of a variety of types of mustards.
Where did you pull that from, Will says?
I just was carrying it, and this is not poisonally derived mustard.
Oh.
This is I bought this in town.
Oh my god! Thank you. What do we do with this?
I think you should blow out that one that's on fire.
All right, everyone. Okay, everyone. All right. I am the captain of this ship, and I would prefer for there not to be open flames on my wooden boat. Now, please, we've got a special room on the houseboat for functions like this. Now, will you please just, can I usher you please into the function room? The party room.
How enclosed is this room? Wait a second. I like the idea of an open, airy space. How many smelly people are in there? Plus corn dogs at this point.
It'll just be your party. You've rented the houseboat. You've got special privileges on the ship. Really, you can have any choice of the multiple event spaces on the houseboat.
Wow, this houseboat's bigger than I thought. He's looking at Rafina because he's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, is he carrying the platter now? She was clapping. Hello. Did she come out and give it to him?
I love KT. It's like just in object permanence mode.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's brilliant. Like, of course, Rafina's no longer carrying the platter, so who has the platter?
Yeah. It's probably Will.
Yeah, Will's like, holding this big giant corn dog fish.
Blow it out. I promise not to jump out of it. Blow it out.
He blows it out.
Well, we have to hear it.
It's a corn dog on fire. Uh-huh. Is that gonna go out?
It's gonna take a few blows.
I can't. He tries to press the digitate. He probably has a hand motion.
Rafina goes, and it goes out.
I like wince away from it as if it's going to do something.
Like it's a trick corn dog.
Yeah, it's a trick corn dog.
Can we stay out here now, Mr. Odysseus?
Yes. I suppose you're fine. Yes, you can have the run of the deck. I'll make sure. Hey, you guests! Get the fuck into your rooms!
What?
Get
where are we going?
We're going on a nice leisurely sail down the river, all right?
Oh. Okay.
Now, go to your rooms. I'm sorry for cursing. Sometimes I just like to fuck with people.
That's fucking okay.
Yeah, all right.
Can I start a smile fire somewhere?
You just said no open flame.
Yes, literally because of that. Like, Will is contrary. He's going to be like, this guy comes out, tries to ruin my corn dog birthday cake. Like, I want
to. He's not trying to ruin it. In fact, he was trying to be a good host.
Yeah, I know, but Will doesn't care.
You don't. Think nobody tells Will or KT what to do.
But especially Will, and especially me. That's true. But yeah, Will would be like, this guy can set fires.
Who does he think
I
he
want.
Is? The captain of this boat?
If you,
yeah, exactly.
If you make a little fire somewhere, Ricardo Odysseus is just going to make sneeze, and that's Eric's voice. Eric voiced Sneed, so I'll leave it up to Sneed.
Sneed?
Oh, you mean Sneed.
Sneed! Not Sneed.
Sam Sneed.
Like Steed Bonnet. Sneed Bonnet.
Sneed. It's like Snood. Everybody ever play Snood?
Oh my god.
Yes!
I forgot all of it. I haven't thought about Snood in years.
I have a hat. I have a baseball cap with a Snood on it.
Oh my gosh,
which Snood?
It's the blue one.
The Blue Grover one! That was what I was gonna hope! That's so
guys,
cute!
Guys, literally, I feel like a character in this campaign who just remembered gnomes.
I want to look at the other faces. Oh my gosh, the square guy! Wow, okay.
Snood.
Well, this isn't the right game, but that's not a game at all.
You just looked up Snood and it's hairnets.
Well, there was...
game. So yes. Ricardo Odysseus snaps his fingers to have Smeet come out. And he says,
"What?
Smeet, will you please
keep
an eye?
My name is Smeet.
My name is Smeet. No D at the end. Please try again, boss.
Your name is keep an eye on our honored guests and help them however they need help with.
Okay.
And
yeah,
Bathwack, I don't think I've forgotten about our little arrangement. Later tonight, stop by the captain's quarters. Let's say later.
Bathwack looks at his arm. Yes, later.
Good. And Ricardo Odysseus snaps crisply around on his feet in that military way.
Clips his heels together.
I'm
still holding a platter, and I look at the guy like, what am I?
You could put that on that table over there if you want. Or don't. Whatever you want.
Can you leave? That's what I want. I go and put the platter on the table.
Okay, it's time for your gifts! Yay!
Wait, I thought this was the gift.
No, this isn't the gift. Are you kidding me? I'm Roscoe LaFleur. And if I know anything about birthday parties based on my experience in a circus, it's that there are two main parts of every party. One is the food. This here's the food. And then two is the gifts. And these here coming up next. These are the goifts.
Oh my god.
The goifts. My birthday was 10 days ago. Guys, it's really...
That's it? That's so soon ago.
When was your birthday? When was your birthday?
I do not know. We do not have birthdays in my culture.
Then Mo, it could be your birthday today.
Okay.
It's Mo's birthday, everybody!
We have the same birthday!
Happy birthday!
Roscoe pulls Bathwack aside. He's like, I didn't get Mo anything. I mean, you like touched him with the sweat of a god. I mean, maybe that counted earlier, but what am I supposed to give Mo?
I'm trying to think about what I have in my pack that we could give Mo as a present.
We can tell him that he can touch the calliope, since it's probably related to the curmudgeonly yet cute calliope.
Full disclosure, you have not seen a calliope on board.
I thought we heard it, and then you said we could see it from the outside.
We heard calliope music.
We have to solve a whole other series of puzzles.
Oh, no!
All right. Okay, my boy did present to you, Mo. Is that...
Huh? Oh, a gift.
This is like the opening act of the point day. The main stage point day is this. And you're like the opener, right?
Sure. Yeah. I did not know I had birthday till today.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. And for my point day present to you, I formally shall allow the two of us to have a Freaky Friday with our voices. So you can get my voice for a bit, and I will have yours. Wow. But only 20 words worth.
William?
William Wordsworth, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so let's stand back to back.
Okay.
And then
he's very big.
Okay, you very big.
Yes, be very big.
We're gonna spin around in the circle three times, and we're gonna say change, caboose, and then we'll bump our rear ends, and switch our voices.
I'll bend my knees so our rear ends touch.
Thank you. That is helpful.
Okay.
Right, so on the count of three, here we go. One.
Wait, what was the third word?
Caboose.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready too.
Okay.
All right. It's so crazy when everyone hears a voice has changed. Mm. It's going to be so distinct.
I know. Oh my gosh.
All right, here we go. One, two. Three, change, caboose.
I get to go first. I already used up 6 words. Oi, no, that's 6 more.
Okay, now. You've got 3 words left. So you'd better use them carefully.
You just counted your syllables.
Yup.
Remove 2.
Okay.
Abby's a librarian.
Mm-hmm.
What are...
She can count.
...your favorite words?
Hoipy, boithdoy, me!
Very good.
And then, we both shake.
Oh my goodness, that was great gift.
Hey, what's going on, Goyth?
Oh no!
Oh, it worked on Batwack! Say something else, Batwack! I want to hear! Maybe it wear off! Go, talk!
What are we doing over here?
I think it wore off.
That was wild. For just a split second, Roscoe's voice was in Batwack. And Roscoe under his breath said,
the normal among you have nothing to fear.
Normal.
I really feel like I'm playing D&D with Muppets.
Yep. D&D with Muppets. That's
a wonderful thing.
There's always these trends going on of taking a popular thing and replacing everybody with but one person as Muppets.
Yeah.
And it would totally be Will would be the human.
Oh.
And everybody else would be the Muppet.
100%. What was the answer? It was Pride and Prejudice with all Muppets but Adam Driver playing Mr. Darcy.
Oh, that's really good.
Like, yeah.
But also, Will could be Sam the Eagle.
Oh my god, I love Sam the Eagle.
Of course you do.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay. So,
yay!
I believe
that's
already
what it's
got...
like.
What?
I say that's what it's like to have a birthday.
Elmo, you gotta blow out the candle. Can we set another fire? Let's piss off the crew. Can
it's
I
birthday.
Light the? Mo deserves cake too, right? I mean,
I can eat cake. There's cake right there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to deflect. Ugh.
It's okay. I think this party really about you.
Great.
How old are you?
That's a question that most people don't like to answer.
Why?
I don't know. I'm 35. Bathwack thought I was over 40. So, you know. Thanks, Bathwack.
I have trouble with figuring out how old humans are.
Mm. Well, don't turtles live to be like 1,000? So you're probably 250 or something, right?
Roscoe, yeah, give him his gift. He's going to deflect forever.
All right.
Will's still older than me.
We've got a main stage birthday event here.
Should I give my gift first? I think mine not be as good, probably.
Yeah, probably. Go ahead, you dummy.
So, Will, you and I, we talk about what we wear, right?
Oh, God. Mo, I think this might not be a surprise. I think I know.
What do you think?
Is it what you want me to wear?
Yes, it is. And Mo takes off his loincloth and gives it to you.
No. Mo. This
what?
Is yours.
No, now it's yours. I give it you as gift. Put it on.
Maybe later.
Okay.
Okay.
Mo, this present. This best present is so great. It compliments our present to Will super nicely. So why don't you let me take that?
That's true.
Why don't you why don't you take this? Put this on.
What?
And it's like a romper.
A romper? Like a baby romper.
Wait, is Mo naked right now?
Yeah, I guess.
I think he's naked. So Roscoe's literally just giving him the first piece of clothes out of his bag, and I think it's a romper. Do I know what a romper? Yeah, it's a romper.
Okay, I could put this on. It looks small. He squeezes into it.
Oh gosh,
it's like
it's right up his butt.
Yeah, like it's pulling way up. Got moose knuckle wedgie action. Okay, he's like hunched down, kind of.
Oh, Mo, I have something better.
Guys, I okay?
No, Mo.
You give Will gift.
No. Wait a second.
What do you have, Will? What do you got for?
Just I go to wherever the heck I would have put that.
Okay.
Do we have rooms, you said?
Yep.
So I would have stashed it away.
Okay.
And I bring up the, it's going to be gift wrapped because it's going to be from that nice store.
Uh-huh.
I give Mo my gift.
Oh, Will really has a birthday gift for Mo.
A gift for me?
It wasn't actually supposed to be a birthday gift, but yes.
You didn't have to say that out loud.
No, Will doesn't say that out loud. I was saying it to Adam. Oh. So he says, happy birthday, Mo. This is a real present. Gift wrapped. I totally knew it was your birthday. I totally knew I was going to be assigning this day your birthday.
Okay.
Just kidding. I just bought it because we talked about it. It's not a surprise either.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
I think you do.
And he rips it open. And what does he reveal?
A suit.
Yeah. Oh!
That's way better than a romper.
Oh,
Okay, I put on. There's lots of pieces here. How does this work?
Will helps him. Yep. He's doing everything he sure. can to delay uh-huh. things.
Yep. And Mo is, there he is, decked out in a nice, is it a three-piece?
It's like, it's the Bufflin style, so whatever Will is kind of wearing, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
With, like, everything. He looks really nice.
Yeah. Oh, how do I look, everyone?
Okay, just don't move. You can't, like, do gymnastics in it. You gotta calm down a little bit, Mo. Just, like, your loincloth is good for exercise. This is good for looking good.
If
you stretch too much, it's gonna split wide open.
Well, you should wear loincloth.
Mo, will you be offended if I wash it first?
What? No, I don't care. It's a gift. You do what you want with it.
Oh, Mo, you're so generous.
How do I look, though?
You look amazing!
What do you think, Batwack? You want suit?
You look great in the suit, though.
Thanks! Okay! Back to Will, though!
Oh, Mo!
I've got a gift for him.
Yay!
Shimi, you've given me too many gifts.
What?
Shimi, what'd you get him?
Well, it's your birthday. And as we heard, birthdays are days of power, right?
Yes.
So I gotta get you a gift.
Okay.
So I picked something this up while you guys were gone, I think. I don't know. I don't quite remember. But here. And from his bag, he pulls out a very familiar looking pair of boots.
The boots of flying?
Uh-huh.
Gives them to Will?
Uh-huh. Oh, these boots can make you fly, so you don't have to spend your spells all the time. I thought maybe it'd be a good idea.
Shimi, that is... These are really expensive. And amazing. And
good.
I he sneaks a look at Bathwack because, like...
Yeah, what does he see?
Yeah, Bathwack.
Bathwack looks away a little bit.
Shimi, these are amazing and
good.
Way too much.
Oh, it's all right. You've taken me under your wing. You've made me a puzzle master.
Yeah, that was all me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you. When's your birthday?
Oh, it's
stop
in a while.
It. Oh,
in a while.
Stop,
what do you mean?
Stop it! You're trying to deflect, and it's not going to work anymore.
When's your birthday? You must have had many.
Oh, well, stop it. Oh, you're trying to deflect.
No.
It's not going to work anymore.
All right, now here comes your gift from me and Rafina. And Bathwack's got a little something that complements this. He'll give it to you separately. Here, and out of his pocket, Roscoe pulls out. Will you describe it, Abby?
It's a teeny tiny little pumpkin with a mustache.
And it's on a necklace.
Oh, right, it's on a necklace.
Like a chain.
It's on a chain.
Like, so how tiny? Like the size of a pumpkin? Like, is it a pumpkin? Like an actual pumpkin? Is it
the size of a pea?
It's like a tiny. It's no, it's like a tiny. Yeah, it's a small, like miniature pumpkin.
The size of a shopkin.
Like a plum tomato.
Like a shopkin. I love shopkins.
And so he'll hand this out. He'll to drop in your hand, and along with it is a little like scroll of paper that
okay.
if you can open it, we'll tell you what it has on it.
Okay, yeah, Will holds his hand out and lets you drop the necklace in it, and then he sighs as he unrolls the paper.
So in very fancy script, it says, to activate, say, Pompeon.
Pompeon?
Quotation marks. And then to deactivate, say, Pompeoff.
Oh my god. He is looking, he's reading at this, and then he just like slowly looks up like under his eyebrows at you guys. Like, what is this? What
you
is
see us
this?
Just all, you see like us all lined up, just like smiling yeah. really wide. Like, yeah.
Say it, say it.
Is it a pumpkin? Is it metal? What is it? Is it actually like a organic matter?
Don't look at me. It's not my guess.
It seems like I think it like an organic pumpkin. Just an very, organic. Very small.
Okay. Why a pumpkin? How absurd.
It was Abby's idea.
Lies!
He says that out loud. Why a pumpkin? How absurd. And he, like, can I do this on the boat? Is it going to destroy things? What is that? What do you mean? What is
that? Do it.
Well, you know, yeah, just us. Just make sure you step back a few feet as you drop it and say the word.
I drop it? I drop it too? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can just set it down. Just set it on the ground. I guess really they charged per void on the instructions. And so we kind of skimmed. But yeah, you should place it on the ground on a bare patch of ground or floor, like about maybe 6 by 6 feet.
Oh God, what does this mean? Okay. And he he walks closer to you guys, puts it near you, and walks away. Is that far enough? And am I the only one that can activate it? If you guys say it, oh God! All right, Pompey on.
World dead. No.
End of campaign. It's a game ender, folks.
Oh no!
TPK.
I ended it.
I thought of all people, Will would know better.
I know. He trusts these people.
He was
apparently.
So impulsive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to take a turn at describing what happens?
Yeah, they do.
Abby?
Yes. So, what happens is before your very eyes inflates what one might consider to be a tiny hut, but it is only the shape to fit one Will Pompeian.
Wait, it's shaped like me, or is it like
no.
It's a pumpkin that's like my like a coffin sized pumpkin. You gave me a coffin that looks like a pumpkin. Guys, this is insulting me in so many ways. You don't
you're
even understand.
You're 1 year closer to death.
Pompey off, he says.
No, wait.
It's a tent. It's a tent.
Yes, it's a tent. It's you go in and it's got a dressing room in there for you.
Yeah, no, that's let's
okay. Sorry.
Wait.
Walk inside.
Pompey on. Wait. Do I turn it back on? Pompey on.
If the Pompey off was canon, yeah, you have the Pompey on.
Okay. wait. Does it have a door? Like it looks like a tent. I'm very confused.
Yeah.
By
no. It's so it's. I think it's a like a black. Tent.
The pumpkin turns into a black tent.
It's a fancy material.
Oh my
and
goodness!
Pretty sturdy, and there's like a door, like a zipped up door to the tent that you can unzip, and it's a flap, and you can go into the tent. You can even, if you want to
go into the
tent. Ooh, can I go in?
Mo, absolutely. Wait, but one at a time. I don't know. Are you too big? Is he too big?
I don't know.
No,
can I go in?
Shimi can try if he wants.
Will is
I'm
going
not Shimi.
Will is like touching the material, like he's amazed. This is really cool, but he's like, yeah, Shimi, you wanna go in?
I don't know.
Okay,
why
Mo?
Are you doing this, Eric?
He loves to do this.
Is this another Freaky Friday?
No.
This is especially made for you. I wouldn't try to have anyone else go inside.
what is going to happen to me when I go in there? Can I like pull Pat, like he says as he pulls the zipper or whatever? He's just trying to like...
Morfina goes behind him and shoves him a little bit.
You can look inside.
I fall and, inside.
And yeah, Abby, what's in there?
Your new car! No, just there's a chaise lounge.
Oh my god.
And hangers on a nice rod so that you can hang up your clothes. And
what?
The funny thing about this is that I'm sure I pictured something completely different from how Adam pictured it.
Doesn't matter.
Oh my god.
And then Rafina says from behind you, and here's this, and I give you my ring of swimming, because, I make it do its thing where it inflates into a rubber ducky, except that the ducky is now an inflatable desk.
Oh my god, what? Oh my god. Will's like speechless. I think he's like...
You also notice that when you're in there, like, you can barely hear anything, like, from outside.
Yeah, it's like exquisitely magically silent.
Oh my god. Wait a second. That's so nice. Oh my god.
Is that KT or Will?
That's both. But like, I mean, Will doesn't say that. He's like, he's just speechless. Like, he's just standing in there like, oh my god. Like, does it look like a tent from the inside? So it looks like black material and then there's an inflatable desk and
don't look at
a
me.
Rod for clothes.
I think it feels, I mean, what we were saying when we were planning it, like, this is glamping.
Oh my God.
It does not feel like a tent. Like, it is very nicely decorated. The chaise lounge is like really beautiful and like comfortable. The desk, even though it is inflatable, like it is not just like a bouncy rubbery desk. Like it inflates into like a real like oak desk. And there's a chair in there, and there's you'll notice that like next to the desk spot, there's like a little stand with like quills and fountain pens.
Oh my god!
Papers and things.
Like he stands in there and he's like, he's quiet. Like he is completely quiet, and I don't know if it's like he's gonna be afraid to come out.
Well. And you'll notice that there's a spot, there's like a, you wouldn't expect this to work in a tent, but there's like a little, like a nail right in, like centered over top of the desk to hang something on. And that's where.
It's bare.
And it's bare. There's nothing there right now.
Oh my God.
So we're all, and I would suggest that we're all maybe like at the flap of the tent and just looking in.
Oh, big Will is like smiles his and like mouth nodding. Is open. Yeah, I don't think he even knows. He's just like he's
Will
absolutely...
zips it close and you never see him again.
Just kill me, just say Pompey off.
This is like a Being John Malkovich thing.
Yeah,
what happens when a Will Pompey offs inside his own tent?
Yeah, what the heck?
And that's not a euphemism for masturbating.
Pompey off.
That makes me think it is.
Yeah, I know, definitely. Yeah, like
you can't when you're inside of it. You can't. Pompey off it.
Okay.
But yeah, we're definitely at the flap, and Bathwack has something.
I think it's already there, right?
I like that you have it.
Okay.
I know we said earlier that it's already there, but I like that you can give it to Will.
Oh my god, what is it?
Bathwack gives you a framed pencil sketch that he did not draw.
Okay.
And it's a sketch of the buildings and landmarks in Tivoli from the model in the terrarium.
Oh my god. That's, oh, this is so nice. Oh, oh my god. Like
it's meant to go to hang somewhere inside the tent.
Yeah, the nail. Oh my god. Will takes that and he's still like completely just quiet and like, oh my gosh, he takes it and he goes and hangs it on the nail right away.
Aww.
And like sits and looks at it and then like turns to the flap at everyone's little face peeking through or whatever.
Are our heads like stacked up?
Yeah,
you have to
there.
Draw that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I can picture it. It's so
now, the
cute.
Real question is the ultimate best gift that we can give Will right now just for us to close the flap and
pretty
not,
much, yeah.
and not make him say anything, have to say anything to us?
Oh, my
so.
God.
I think it is.
What do you think, Will?
I think a literal tear rolls down his face and he is like having trouble speaking, but he's just like, this is the best birthday I've ever had, and I'm on a boat in the middle of a river with a bunch of people I don't know. This is the best birthday I've ever had.
Roscoe, that was Roscoe made that noise.
Yeah.
And gives you guys a thumbs up.
Oh, you guys did a good job.
Bathek ducks his head out.
We spent He's a gone. Lot of Roscoe's money.
Not as much as I, Adam, would have expected, but that's okay. Money in D&D is so weird.
You didn't know what a platinum was worth, so
I never do either. I always forget that, too. It's weird.
Well, I feel perfectly content.
Oh, my God.
Letting Will just experience that, and Roscoe would step away for sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's... Yeah, he would definitely take, if people, like, let him be in there, he would take mm-hmm. a little while and just, like, he mm-hmm. needs to compose himself because this is,
and
like,
yeah, if you,
really
if you zip it shut, it's, like, almost silent.
Yeah. And so, oh and so over the table, like, yeah, no one else is able to enter that space.
Oh, my God. Well,
unless, I mean,
know that.
Like, you could buy an expansion for the item that allows you to, like, have one visitor.
Okay, yeah. You need to tell me this in character. Will needs to know that. He's going to ask questions like, all right, how often does everyone going to want to sleep in there?
I mean, well, I think, like, we decided, like, only Will's allowed in there. But then, aww. I guess, I'm just now in this moment realizing, but, like, what if Will wants to take somebody in there?
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm just building in. I don't even know if, yeah. We can have that conversation. That's
you up. Have to be invited, like you're a vampire.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. Yeah. Well, like, so is it evening? Is it like dark? Are people asleep?
It's dark
Are people
now.
Out? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
you got on the boat like when it was darkling.
Like, because he would come out eventually. Like, he doesn't want to seem too overwhelmed, mm-hmm. but he would be in there for like he would just like he
yep.
can't process that. Like he's trying very hard to like understand uh-huh. what was just given to him
sure.
by these people and
by these strangers.
I know that's he always tells himself that kind of stuff, but oh my god, that's so sweet. Okay.
So Will is having some quiet time in his little mini pumpkin tent.
Oh my god.
Staring at the sketch of Tivoli, imagining himself walking down the street.
Oh.
Is he picturing himself with his friends here? His co-workers, his associates, his colleagues?
No, he is looking at that and just thinking about how it's not there. It's weird to see it when mm-hmm. this fish told him it's not there, or at least as far as he knows. It's like he's looking to see if he can see movement in the picture, even though it's just a picture.
Well, you might see movement because the sketch artist did include the googly eye store. And the googly eyes definitely are googling.
Perfect. googly eyes store.
But eventually you emerge through the flap. And what do you say next? We'll find out next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Okay.
And this is the session that KT gets to recap.
Oh my gosh, that's weird. And I didn't hear like 90% of it. I don't know how I'm going to read
it. I mean, you heard it. You heard it in retrospect, basically.
It'll be like a birthday thing. I'll figure it out.
It's going to be birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.